robot cars. The story you're about to hear is true. Details are supplied from the official case files by the South African police. Only names and places have been changed to protect innocent people involved.
Stainsburg, June the 16th, 10:30 a.m. It's a sunny Saturday morning, and the tiny Orange Free State town is bustling with weekend activity. Cars from surrounding districts are parked bumper to bumper on both sides of the wide main street. The town's residents cluster in little groups on street corners, exchanging greetings and the news of the past week. A large black sedan with a Johannesburg registration number draws little attention as it moves slowly through the town, past the farmer's co-op, the neat town offices, the bank.
That's the place, over there. What do you think?
Yeah, well, it looks simple enough. Have you had a good look at it?
Yeah, that was Ronnie's job. After all, this is his hometown.
Yeah, that's right. Couldn't wait to get out of it.
Okay, so what's the story?
They just put in a new safe.
A new safe? Hey, Jake, you didn't tell me
that. Calm down, Jerry. Hear the bloke out, will you?
That's right. Now, don't get upset until I've finished, will you? They put the new safe in because the old one's not big enough.
Yeah, well, I don't see how that makes it any easier, man.
Oh, simple. The manager's an old-fashioned sort of character. There's a big stock sale here last week.
You still aren't making sense to me, kid.
The big stock sale, all the local farmers collected a lot of cash and stuck it straight into the bank.
Straight into the new safe? That'll take me days to get
into it. No, mate, they didn't.
Didn't what?
That's what Ronnie's been trying to tell you.
Like I said, the manager's a very old-fashioned guy. He can't break old habits. He's put all the bank's old ledgers in the new safe, and the farmer's money...
In the old safe? How do you like that?
You're joking.
I'm not, Jerry, honest. My aunt works at the bank. She's given me the whole story. That old safe is full of cash.
Not after tonight, it won't be.
Hey, you're right there, Jerry. Tomorrow morning, it's going to be here. In our pockets.
A.M. The doors of the Stainsburg branch of the Central Bank Limited are closed, but the tiny banking hall is still crowded as the public of Stainsburg struggle to make their final banking arrangements of the week. Lieutenant Andy Peterser of the local criminal investigation department pushes his way through the patient queues to the door marked manager, glances at the shiny new safe set into the wall next to him, and knocks.
Andy! Come in, my boy. Come in.
Look, I'm sorry if I'm disturbing you. You must be very busy this morning.
Oh, we were busy. Very busy. Just about finished now. Come on in and close the door.
Thanks.
Take a chair, Andy. And what can I do for you?
It's about this afternoon, Mr. Gray, the match.
Oh, yes, yes. The big day, eh? Your match against Elbrook. Lots of luck, Andy. Maury and I will be out there to cheer you along.
Well, we were hoping that you'd be able to do a little more than cheer, Mr. Gray.
Well, I hope you don't expect me to play. I'm getting a little too old for rugby.
No, no, it's not that. You see, Mr. Berger, the town clerk, well, he was going to referee for us, but he's come down with flu.
And you want me to take the whistle?
If you don't mind, Mr. Dreyer, we'd certainly appreciate it.
Ah, no trouble at all. I'd enjoy it. What time do you kick off?
3:30. The high school's playing a curtain raiser.
Oh, fine, fine. I'll be there. We should have cleared up here by then. Ah, it's been a busy week. What with the stock sale and everything.
I'd forgotten about that. I expect you're carrying quite a lot of cash at the moment.
Yes, more than I'd like to. I'll be happy when we can move some of it to Bloemfontein.
It should be safe enough here. Didn't I see them putting a new safe in here the other day? That looked big enough to keep an army out.
These newfangled things. I prefer the old one. That big new thing is a lot more trouble than it's worth. I've had to have the agents out from Bloemfontein twice already. We've locked it at night and not been able to get the money out in the morning. Fine thing, a bank with no money.
Good thing you've still got the old safe.
Ah, it certainly is. They'll not get rid of it while I'm still manager here. That's where all the money is at the moment. I'm using the new vault to keep my books in. My old books. Won't matter if they get locked up for a week.
You're not worried about the money in the old safe?
Oh, good heavens, no. That safe's been here for years. No one's managed to break into it yet.
That's because they haven't tried.
Oh, come on, Andy. That's a very pessimistic attitude.
It's my job, Mr. Dreyer. If someone does break in here and steal your money, will be up to me to catch them.
3:15 p.m. Once again, the large black sedan moves into the now deserted town center. The three men watch tensely from the cruising car as it passes up the street, makes a wide U-turn, and stops outside the bank. As the engine is switched off, they can hear the distant sound of cheering from the rugby field.
Hey, just like you said, Ronnie, the whole town's watching the rugby.
The same thing happens every time they play a home match. Stainsburg's got a good team. I should know, I used to play for it.
Yeah, a little town like this shouldn't have thought it was big enough for a good side.
Well, you'd be surprised where they all come from. Rugby mad here. Farmers, bank tellers, but most of them come from the local police station.
The police?
That's the beauty of it, Jerry. Just about the whole Stainsburg police force is out there playing rugby this afternoon. Those that aren't playing are watching the game. I'll bet there's only a couple of youngsters left at the charge office.
Couldn't be better. Well, shall we make a start?
Yeah, good idea. The sooner we get this over, the better. You know your way around, Ronnie. What happens now?
Well, there's a parking lot at the back of the bank with a high wall around it. We should be able to get the car in there. Then we can unload the gas cylinders and work in peace.
Right, let's get moving.
Right, door's open. Bring the car in. Get on. Give me a hand to get this door closed again.
Right.
Great. Better leave the catch off. They won't be able to see it's open from the street, but we might want to get away in a hurry.
Yeah, well, so far so good. Now, how do we get into the bank?
Side door just here. We can force that without too much trouble.
Right, Jerry. You're the expert. Get to it.
Looks easy enough. Better get that gasket out of the boot first. We want to get the whole lot inside as soon as the door's open.
Whatever you say. Come on, Ronnie. Give us a hand, will you? Well, what do you think?
Well, if the money really is in that safe, then we've got no trouble.
It's there. I told you, didn't I?
Yeah. Just hope you're right, chum. I'd never get that new one open, not in a month of Sundays.
What about the alarm? You sure it's safe?
Well, it's as safe as it can be. It's one of those tricky sorts. If I switch it off altogether, it goes off. So I've got it shorted out at the door. Should be all right as long as we don't bump into it on the way out.
You ready to use the gas yet?
Yeah, I'm ready. Pass those matches, will you?
Yeah.
Duh. Right. You two stand over there and leave the rest to me. I'm lighting the gas now. You better get something to carry the money in. I'll be through this lot in a couple of minutes.
What's the problem? Thought you said you'd be through that door in a couple of minutes.
All right, calm down, will you? It's taking longer, that's all. This thing's a lot thicker than I thought.
Get a move on, man. It's nearly 5 o'clock. That rugby game will be over in a minute.
Ah, that's got it.
You mean we can open it?
Yeah, but don't touch it, man.
What's the matter?
Well, do you want to burn your hand off? That's hot, man. Very, very hot.
We can't hang about for it to cool down. We've got to get out of here.
All right, then. Use this pair of pliers. Pull it open with that. Oh, come on.
Can't get a grip on the... There, that's got it.
Well, is it coming open?
I think so.
Come on.
There.
Except the money's there after all that.
There, I tell you.
That boy's right, Jerry. Look at that.
Thousands and thousands of rand.
Don't just stare. Help me get it out. We've got to hurry.
Ah, well played, Andy. Great match.
Thanks, Mr. Dre. Thanks again for the great job you did out there.
Oh, nothing for me to do. It was a pretty clean game.
It had to be with half the police force on the side. We've got a reputation to keep up.
Goodness, yes. I didn't realize. I hope there's someone still on duty.
Enough to keep the peace. Are you staying for the breakfast, Mr. Dreyer?
Andy, I'd like to. I really would.
What's the matter?
Nothing. Nothing at all. It's the bank. Oh, I have a funny feeling of all that money in the vault. I like to pop by every now and then during the weekend. Just making sure.
Well, go and have a look and then come back.
Yes, yes, I think I'll do that.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to go on home first myself. I don't think I'm going to be warm enough in this outfit. What say you give me a lift and we'll pop in at the bank on the way?
Oh, excellent idea. I'll wait for you to change.
It shan't be long. I'll see you in the car park.
Come on, Jerry.
Look, why don't you stop nagging and give me a hand,
okay,
man?
Okay, keep your shirt on. What do you want me to do?
Grab that handle and help me wheel this thing to the door.
Get all the prints off the safe door?
Now, what do you think? I'm an amateur, man.
Sorry. Like this?
Yes, come on. That's the idea. Now, wheel it to the door.
You chaps need any help?
What are you doing here? You're supposed to be outside watching the car.
What's the matter? You're afraid someone will steal it or something?
Don't be an idiot. The rugby game is over. They could be back any minute.
There's no one out there, Jake. Honest. The town's deserted.
Well, you just get out there and make sure it stays that way.
Yes. Now, come on. Well, while you're here, you can make yourself useful. Hold that door open for us. The trolley's going to just squeeze through.
Now, make sure you don't leave any prints.
Okay. I'll be careful.
No, don't touch that, man. That's why I've shorted the wire off.
You fool! You set that blasted alarm off!
Oh, Jake, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to...
Oh, too late to be sorry now. Get this stuff into the car. We've got to get out of here.
Hi there, Mr. Gray. I hope I didn't keep you waiting.
Oh, you're in no time at all. My car's over here.
We'll be back in no time. The bank's on the way to my house, and I won't take long to change.
Well, I don't think we need to hurry. From the look of things, that party won't be breaking up for a long time yet.
Well, you can't blame the chaps. They haven't beaten Heilbronn for a long time. It's a very good stride.
But not good enough for you chaps. You know, I haven't seen you play like you did this afternoon, not for years.
It was a good game.
Who do you play next?
Well, next week... What's that?
An alarm. Burglar alarm.
There's only one alarm in town, that's the...
The bank! Come on, Andy. Let's get there.
Cass Dreher and Lieutenant Andy Peterson sprint across the gravel car park to the waiting car. Barely waiting for the two doors to close, Dreher revs the engine, slams it into gear, and pulls off in a cloud of burning rubber and spraying gravel. They're only blocks from the bank, and within minutes, they're inside the banking hall.
Look at that. Get through the safe door like butter.
Is there anything left in there?
Nothing. They've cleaned the lot out.
How much?
I can't say until we've run an audit. Tens of thousands at least.
Quite a haul.
And to think we nearly caught them.
We'll catch them, Mr. Gray. Don't you worry about that. It may take a little while, but we'll catch them.
Wow, we made it, eh?
Jerry, my smile, we made it.
Yeah, but only just, you stupid
young squirt. Oh, come on, Jerry, leave the boy alone. It was an accident.
That's right, I said I'm sorry.
Smile, Jerry, think of all that money in the boot.
Yeah, great, and think of all those years inside. Once you make that sort of mistake, you never make another one, I know. I've spent enough years inside, and I don't want to go back in there.
Nobody's going to jail. We pulled off a smart job this afternoon. Think about it, Jerry, how are they going to trace us? We aren't even from this part of the world, though. Will they start looking for us?
Look, man, you don't know the cops like I do. They're a smart bunch. That was a big robbery. When they start a case like this one, they don't give up until it's solved, boy.
I don't know why you came along, then, if you feel like that.
Search me, chum. I suppose I'm some sort of optimist.
Optimist? Talking like that?
Yeah, that's right. I think to myself, this time, Jerry, this time it's going to be the perfect crime. This time they'll never catch you. But they always do. Every time they catch me.
Jerry, baby, I promise you, this time you have hit the jackpot. We're going home to Joburg, and they'll never find us.
p.m. Night has fallen on the little town. All the small single-story buildings in the main street are dark, all except the bank. Lights blaze from the banking hall as Lieutenant Peterson and his staff painstakingly continue their search for a single clue.
Any luck with fingerprints, Sergeant?
No, not a thing, sir.
Somehow I didn't think there would be. This job looks much too professional for my liking.
But where did they come from, sir?
Not from anywhere around here. I'll be sure of that. From Joburg, most likely. What made them choose a little place like this?
Oh, perhaps because it is such a small place, sir. Probably thought the security measures wouldn't be very good here.
Could be. They planned it all pretty well, though. Seems to know just when to strike. I couldn't have picked a better moment with the whole town at the rugby.
Well, the manager's checked his losses, sir. He asked me to give you this.
22,000. They didn't do too badly, did they?
No, sir. It's the biggest robbery in the history of the town, I shouldn't wonder.
And it had to happen while we were here. Let's go over to that back door again. Might be something there.
Yeah, it's a pretty neat job they made of the alarm, sir.
Yes. I set it off in the end, though. Look here. This is where they shorted it out. Must have been careless on the way out. Touched these two wires together again.
Yeah. You know, that equipment couldn't have been easy to carry around. I should think they had a trolley or something, you know, for the gas cylinders.
Yes. You're right, Sergeant. You can just make out a wheel mark here. You see on the edge of the step. I'll want a photograph of that. Huh?
Right, sir.
And that insulation tape on the wires, I know it's pretty common stuff, but we might have some luck. Take it off as carefully as you can. We'll send it to the labs in Pretoria.
Anything else we can do, sir?
Not right now, Sergeant. As soon as the boys are finished, let them go on home. Now we start looking. Looking for anything. We'll try and match this job with any others like it. Try for a few suspects that way. Sometimes a modus operandi is as good as a fingerprint. Gives a criminal away every time. Only one big drawback, though.
You mean it can't be used in court as proof?
Exactly. What we want now, Sergeant, is a big slice of luck. All they have to do is make a mistake. Just a little one.
Well, sir, they seem a pretty careful lot. Not many mistakes here.
How many of them would you say?
I don't know, sir. Three, maybe four. Look, they'd need at least three men to carry the gas cylinders in.
Right. Say three men. They've got 22,000 between them. That's over 7,000 each. They're going to have to spend that money, Sergeant. Maybe two of them will be careful. Hide it all away until the heat's off. But my guess is that at least one of them won't have the patience. One of them will throw it around. And that's the man we catch.
Thoughtfully, Lieutenant Peterser watches the sergeant walk away. But he fears that he will need many weeks of patient detection to solve the case.
Hey, Jake, how much?
Shh, leave the bloke alone, will you? He's still counting.
It's a lot of money, eh, Jerry? Thousands. I've never seen so much. Not at once.
Yeah, where have you been all your life, kid? Shoplifting at the bazaars or something?
No, I mean, heck, I've never seen anything as big as this.
Hey, that's it. Not bad.
How much, Jake?
22 grand.
22,000? Wow.
That's 7,000 each and some change.
That's if we split even three ways.
Yeah. What do you mean?
I mean we should split in proportion. The bloke that did all the work gets half.
Meaning you, I suppose.
That's right.
Hey, that's not fair, Jake. That's not fair, is it?
You're darn right it's not fair. Who set this lot up? Who picked you up off the street?
Okay, okay. It was worth a try.
You're a loser, Jerry. You said so yourself. You're always being caught. How long have you been out of jail this time? 3 weeks?
All right, leave it, will you? We'll split three ways.
That's better.
One thing, though.
What's that?
You just better make sure this kid doesn't throw his share around. That's all we need. The cops will be looking for a big spender. All they have to do is keep an eye on Junior here, and they'll be onto us like a ton of bricks.
...11:15 a.m., the police station, Steinsberg. It's 3 days since the robbery, and Lieutenant Peterser's description of the crime has been circulated to CID branches throughout the country. He is browsing through assembled facts when his assistant, Sergeant Debrain, enters his office.
Hello, Sergeant. Come on in.
I've got something for you, sir.
Good news, I hope.
I think so, sir. It's just come through from Bloemfontein.
Answer to our telex?
Yes, sir. It seems that your picture of the modus operandi rang a bell with someone there.
That's quick. Let's have a look. Description of robbery fits methods used by Gerald Franz Baxter, convicted of 6 counts of robbery in 1969, currently serving 10-year sentence. Now, that's a lot of help. He's still inside. He can't be robbing banks in Steinsberg.
But he's not in jail, sir.
What?
No, sir. No, I checked with the Department of Prisons the moment the telex came through. He was released 3 weeks ago.
He was he? Gerald Franz Baxter. Well, it's worth a try. Get all you can on this man and have him pulled in for questioning. Wherever he is, this just might be our man.
You're wasting your time. Why don't you people leave me alone?
Listen, Baxter, I've driven all the way to Johannesburg to see you. and I don't think I'm wasting my time. That bank robbery in Steinsberg had your stamp, as surely as if you'd left your fingerprints all over the safe. What made you choose that bank to rob?
I didn't choose it.
Who did? Who set the job up for you?
Nobody chose it for me. Nobody set it up for me. I didn't do it, and you can't prove that I did.
Nobody in South Africa robs a bank quite like you do, Baxter.
So, I haven't got a copyright? Lots of people read about me in the papers, man. Anyone could have done it.
But they didn't. You did. Huh. 3 weeks after you got out of jail. That's stretching coincidence a bit, don't you think?
Yeah, but that's all it is. Coincidence.
You're a very silly man, Baxter. You know what this is?
I don't know. It looks like a file or something.
Your file. Doesn't make very pretty reading. During the last 20 years, you've spent 15 in jail. Do you like it there?
What do you think?
1969, you went up for 10 years. By rights, you should still be there. But you were careful. You behaved yourself, and they let you out on probation.
Yeah, well, I want you to know I'm still behaving myself.
All right, Baxter. I can't hold you. Not yet. But I'm watching you. You can't hide this time. While you're on probation, you have to report every day. I'll know just where to find you when I can prove that you did the Steinsberg job.
Mm-hmm. Can I go?
Yes, you can go. This time. Go in.
Yeah?
What is it, Sergeant?
I'm not sure, sir. But I think this is your lucky day.
What on earth are you talking about?
Do you remember a youngster called Joubert? Ronnie Joubert.
Joubert? Can't say that I do. What about him?
The local kid. He went to the high school. He played hooker in your team for a couple of matches last season.
That Joubert? Didn't he go off to Johannesburg?
That's right, sir. Left about Christmas time.
Yes, I remember him now. Didn't like him very much. Bad lot. Always shooting a line. What about him?
He's back.
And that makes it my lucky day.
Yes, sir. I think you should come and have a word with him, sir.
Well, where is he?
In jail. No, Constable de Prier picked him up outside the local hotel. Dead drunk.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
The surprising part was the amount of money in his pocket. And the very strange story he's busy telling the world.
Story?
Yes, sir. I think you'd better come and hear it for yourself.
Ronnie?
Yeah. Jake and Jerry, they did it. Jake and Jerry and me.
Jerry? Which Jerry, Ron?
Mr. Big Deal Jerry. He doesn't like me.
What's his other name?
Baxter. Mr. Gerald France Baxter. Oh, Big Deal. Shh. It's a secret. Mustn't tell. Mustn't tell Jerry I told you.
No, Ron. I won't tell him you told me. I'll bring him right here, so you can tell him yourself.
Ronald Joubert was soon a very sober and a very frightened young man. He signed a full confession implicating Baxter and the ringleader of the gang, Jake Matthews. Baxter and Matthews were subsequently arrested in Johannesburg, and all three men stood trial in Bloemfontein. Joubert was sentenced to 5 years' imprisonment, of which two were suspended. Matthews went to prison for 9 years, and Baxter was declared an habitual criminal and was given an indeterminate sentence for the prevention of crime.
Streets at night, waiting, in fast cars, on foot, living with crime and violence. These men are on duty 24 hours out of every 24. They face dangers at every turn, expecting nothing less. They protect the people of South Africa. These are the men of Squad Cars. Listen again next Friday evening to another dramatic story in our authentic South African police series, Squad Cars. Squad Cars is directed by Colin Fish and produced by David Goodman.